either, but that it was a very short-lived show, probably because you thought it was funny. That's what happens.
It probably
to me.
Was. I have that effect on TV.
Well, thank you for checking in.
That's a great day, guys.
I don't want you to have an effect on radio. I'm looking to see the comedian. I don't see his name here. Steve Byrne is Steve Sullivan.
Byrne. That's who it was.
Okay, there it is.
Steve Byrne. He was the comedian who was the star of the show.
It lasted for a scant 20 months, according to Wikipedia.
Hey, it lasted way longer than Cavemen.
Yeah. Thanks, Bruce. Take it
Thank
easy.
You, Dr. Lee. Bye-bye.
And congratulations to you if you came up with Fred Savage of the Wonder Years. That's who we were looking for. And it looks like Kel also came up with the correct answer. Well done. We will have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. Thank you for playing along with us today. We're having a great deal of fun on this morning's Saturday Light Brigade. See if you can play along with this song, a puzzle in every verse.
If your lover won't come over, and when you call, they're about as warm as an ice cube, and your deck of cards is lost and it's raining and there's nothing good on the boot tube, here's a game you play alone and you never have to leave the warmth of your armchair. It's your job to try and figure out which word in each grouping doesn't belong there.
Harpo, Ringo, Zorro, Julio, Zeppo, Chico, Stucco, Mario, Groucho.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Pet World, Uranus, Pluto.
One pair, two pair, mayonnaise, three of a kind, straight flush, full house, four of a kind, straight flush.
Car theft, robbery, mugging, burglary, romance, hijack, arson, larceny, hairbrush. Alpha, beta, gamma, epsilon, delta, zeta, theta, Dracula, sigma.
Aries, Virgo, Leo, Gemini, Cancer, Taurus, Nisan, Capricorn, Libra.
Monet, Manet, Van Gogh, Salvador, Dali, Sneezy, Cezanne, Delacroix, Renoir.
Earthquake, typhoon, mudslide, hurricane, romance, blizzard, firestorm, tidal wave, nut bar.
Sister, brother, father, son-in-law, uncle, cousin, nephew, W, daughter.
Whiskey, vodka, champagne, creme de menthe, brandy, ouzo, Pernod, Muscatel, water.
Southeast, northwest, northeast, north by northwest, due north, due east, Drew Barrymore, due south.
Headache, earache, heartburn, stomach flu, romance, toothache, sore throat, muscle ache, big mouth.
Freon, neon, xenon, Oregon.
Cotton, rayon, Orlon, Al-Anon.
Phone ring, earring, gold ring, slobbering.
Hardee's, Wendy's, Rabies, Burger King. Toaster, freezer, washer, opener, blender, mixer, anger, vegetable steamer.
Hip bone, heel
tailbone, tailbone, fibula, cheekbone, jawbone, trombone, scapula, femur.
Desk lamp, lantern, flashlight, photo flood, headlight, dome light, nightlight, cellulite, sun lamp.
Puzzler, baffler, cipher, cryptogram, romance, riddle, mystery, question mark, off-ramp. Puzzler, baffler, cipher, cryptogram, romance, riddle, mystery, question mark, off-ramp.
Steve Gillette and Cindy Mangson at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations, streaming services, and smart speakers everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Dale Ann Bradley, along with Tina Adair at the Saturday Light Brigade, and the song called Oh Darlin'. Get ready. We have our crossword puzzle of the air. Coming up in just a moment, does the name Alan O'Day mean anything to you? I was taking a look at some things that happened on today's date in history. And Alan O'Day penned the song that was number one on today's date in 1977. He went on to write a hit for Helen Reddy called Angie Baby. And Rock and Roll Heaven for the Righteous Brothers. But his first big hit was a different song. We'll see if you happen to know that. A little extra puzzle this morning. I'll reveal that one in just a moment. It was number one on today's date, July 9th in 1977. Get ready, too, for our crossword puzzle of the air coming up.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible, in part, with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
If you missed last week's live segments, including artist Zim Zayed, Fiber Arts Guild of Pittsburgh, Quantum Theater, Pittsburgh Festival Opera, teen climate activist Abigail Whippich of Woodland Hills, and singer-songwriter Melina Bowser. They are all available at neighborhoodvoices.org for on-demand replay. Along with thousands of other features, stop by neighborhoodvoices.org. Alan O'Day's big hit, Undercover Angel, recorded today in 1977. Also looking at history on today's date, Tom Seaver of the Mets was able to get 25 outs as the Mets played the Cubs. He had a perfect game going with just two outs to go. He gave up a single. The Mets ended up winning 4-0, but he lost the perfect game when practically all the way there. Tom Seaver was a great pitcher. That team was just incredible at that time. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It is time now to see if you can solve our crossword puzzle of the air. This week, we are looking for a word that is 8 letters in length. The clue is musical instrument. Musical instrument. 8 letters altogether. And the second letter is R. The fifth letter is N. Once again, 8 letters altogether. The clue is musical instrument. The second letter is R. The fifth letter is N. Can you get it? 412-200-5975. Good luck.
We gonna jump, little children, jump. Jump, little children, jump. Jump, little children, jump. Jump, little children, jump. Jump, jump, jump. Jump, little children, mama and papa's home. You don't gotta worry about that lady under us. Give a little drink and she ain't heard no fuss. Jump, little children, jump. I said jump, little children, jump. Jump, 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 little children, mama and papa's home. And you don't gotta care about your daddy being a preacher. Well, honey, you wanna jump? I said come up, let me teach you.
Little children, jump.
I said jump.
Little children, jump, jump, jump,
jump, little children, mom and pop's gone. I'm gonna jump right out. Give a little taste, she ain't heard no fuss. Jump, little children, jump.
jump, little children, jump,
jump, jump, jump, little children, 'cause mama and papa's home. We're gonna jump, little children, jump,
jump, jump,
jump, little children, jump,
jump, jump,
jump, little children, jump,
jump, jump,
jump, little children, jump, jump, little children, mama and papa's home. Oh, come on, Tom, won't you jump out? Yeah.
Called the bus. I said,
little children, jump,
jump, little children, jump.
Well, jump, little children, mama and papa's gone.
We gonna jump,
little children, jump,
little children,
jump, little children, jump,
little children, gonna jump,
little children,
jump,
little children, jump,
jump,
jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, little children, mama and papa's gone. I, we gonna jump,
little children, jump.
We gonna jump, little children, mama and papa's home.
Never hit 17 when you play against the dealer, for you know the odds won't ride with you. Never leave your woman alone when your friends are out to steal her. Years I gambled and lost like summer wages.
And we'll keep rolling out till we get to Vancouver and the one that I love is living there. It's been 6 long months and more since I've seen her. Made the gamble and gone like summer wages.
In all of the beer bars down along Main Street, the dreams of the season are all spilled out on the floor. All the big stands of timber just waiting for the fall, and the hookers waiting watchful as they sit there by the door. So I'll work on the towboats in my slippery city shoes, which I swore I'd never do again. Through the gray fog-bound streets where the cedars stand waiting, I'll be far off and gone like summer wages.
And I'll love the beer bars down along Main Street. Dreams of the season are all spilled out on the floor. All the big stands of timber just waiting for the fall, and the hookers waiting watchful, they sit there by the door. Never hit 17 when you play against the dealer, for you know the odds won't ride with you. Never leave your woman alone when your friends are out to steal her. Years of gamble and lost like summer wages. Years of gamble and lost like summer wages.
Greg Brown and Bill Morrissey, by request, Summer Wages. And Jump Little Children by Tom Mint, Mason Villa, and Ben Somerville here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Zach has the correct answer. Tommy also got the correct answer to our crossword puzzle of the air. And the first one to get it was also Tommy. Tommy of Pleasant Hills had the correct answer. And Tom and McCandless also, wow, 3 out of 4 correct answers coming from people named Tommy or Tom. 8 letters altogether. We're looking for a musical instrument. 8 letters in length. I'll give you another letter. The second letter is R. The third letter is I. And the fifth letter is N. A musical instrument. If you're keeping track of the letters, see if that helps you at all. 8 letters altogether. Second letter R. Third letter I. Fifth letter N. Share your answer with us by telephone or text at 412-200-5975. You're always welcome to call and go on the radio with us just for fun and just to chat. You can let us know what you're up to today. Maybe you've had experience playing this musical instrument. It's one of those instruments that is very easy to play and very easy to hear. And as easy as it is to play, it's a pretty significant musical instrument if played at the wrong time. Folks are going to know it. We will have the correct answer coming up in just a moment, and then we are going to talk with Ginger Underwood and Joshua Smith of Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh about a program for 9th through 12th grade girls. That is one of the first of its kind to be offered that I think you or somebody you know might be interested in. Good morning to Patrick. Nice to have you tuned in today and listening. Well, the musical instrument that we were looking for, triangle. The triangle, T-R-I-A-N-G-L-E. The triangle. Congratulations if you came up with triangle. That's the answer to our crossword puzzle of the air. We will have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next half hour when you get a chance to hear our high clue. That'll be coming up.
I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through. It would surely be that Sunday, the day that I met you. Newborn whippoorwills were calling from the hills. Summer was a coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills. Nodding all together, I could almost hear them whisper, go on, kiss her, go on and kiss her. If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. It would be when you smiled at me that way, that Sunday, that that summer. Calling from the hills, summer was a coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skins, nodding all together. I could almost hear them whisper, "Go on, kiss her, go on and kiss her." If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would surely be that tender moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you smiled at me that way, that Sunday, that summer. Oh, that Sunday. If I had to choose, if I had to choose just one day, it would surely be that Sunday, that summer.
Nicholas Beard, from an album featuring the music of Nat King Cole. A couple other folks to acknowledge: Jim and Blackridge also knew we were looking for Triangle as the answer to our crossword puzzle of the air. Mike and Mars got it, and Zach, thank you for the kind words. It now gives me great pleasure to welcome Ginger Underwood and Joshua Smith of Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Ginger, we'll say good morning to you first. Hello, hello. How are you? Oh, hang on. I've got Ginger one moment. Now I'll say hello to you. Hello.
Hello, Larry.
It's so good to hear your voice. I haven't seen you in a long, long time, and I hope you're well.
I am. Thank you.
Joshua, are you there?
Yes, sir.
There are the two of you. Well, I'm so glad that you're both here. We're going to talk about Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh's Black Female Leadership Development Institute, which is now accepting applications. There's been a male counterpart to this program for quite some time, and this is a relatively new opportunity for girls. And let's learn a little bit more about it. Ginger, do you want to start? Since this is a program for girls, we'll give the nod to you first.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having us. The Black Female Leadership Development Institute has been around for a few years. I am the new program manager for the program, and I just started June 13th. So I'm relatively new at this position. However, I have worked in the past with young women, college age women, and I thought this would be an opportunity for me to work with a new cohort of girls, a new group of girls that I had never worked with before, and that I believe, you know, that I could pull some of my knowledge base and some of the things that I worked, that I learned at CCAC for 19 years into these young women. And so I look forward to this opportunity. I look forward to having an exciting program for them. And at the end of the year, we'll have our Summer Institute, where we have a week-long program at Robert Morris University's campus. And so I'm just looking forward to an exciting year with these young ladies.
And Joshua, what can you tell us about your engagement in the program?
Larry, I'm the new associate director of the Youth Leadership Development Department. Like Ginger, I started after Ginger. I'm just finishing my first 2 weeks in the position, so I'm definitely relatively new, but my involvement is to oversee the Black female and the Black male leadership development institutes.
Yeah, both are amazing programs, and some listeners might be familiar with them, but it's an opportunity for high schoolers to, in this case, develop, become part of a group of folks and nurture themselves in leadership and everything from, you know, developing social capital and networks, sort of understanding the way the world works a little bit more. And I know in particular, you are looking for some additional applicants, right, for the Black Female Leadership Development Institute cohort coming up. It's open to anybody in 9th through 12th grades. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. 9th through 12th grade. And, you know, they get an opportunity to learn about, you know, like you said, networking and resume building, communication and public speaking, and just to become more, to bring out the leadership abilities and capabilities that, you know, a lot of our young people have, but they just don't have the opportunity. Or, you know, we also will be having mentors for the young ladies. And so that's another connection. So we've been reaching out all across the city and outside of the city to let people know about the program. Mount Air Church just had a program on June 25th. And so that was my first event. They had about 100 young people there. And so we're just trying to, you know, go to events and get the word out. We're looking for 25 to 30 young ladies for this program. And I'm just excited because I have a lineup of amazing speakers coming in on Saturdays. And the program is fully online. We're not, like, really meeting face-to-face right now because of COVID. And the program is online Wednesdays and Saturdays. We also have a partnership with the Girl Scouts where they can get badges in social innovation, financial literacy, and things like that. And so I'm really excited about that partnership and the program, you know, overall.
Well, the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh has over a century of history serving the community. Carlos Carter recently I can't say replacing, taking on leadership after years and years of success under Esther Bush's leadership. And I'm so glad that we're able to have both of you on. How can people learn more? Well, before I ask that, are there still openings for the male program as well, or is the female program the only program that has openings at this point?
No, Larry, we're both open to new applicants. Anybody who's interested can go to ulpgh.org and look underneath the programs tab, and there you'll find the youth leadership development button. You can click that, and you'll see the different programs that we have that'll populate. You can click on either the BMLDI or the BFLDI tabs. You can fill out the application. And yes, the Black Male Leadership Development Institute, we're looking for 36, at least 36. And we are just about halfway there as far as our participants go. And just like Ms. Ginger mentioned, 9th through 12th grade students that are in the greater Pittsburgh area, but we are also looking to expand to, you know, the suburban areas. So we're trying to give all the young men and women that want to be part of our program to do so.
It couldn't be easier, Joshua and Ginger. Just go to ulpgh.org, look under the programs tab. The programs are free and open to 9th through 12th graders, the Black male and the Black female Leadership Development Institute. Thank you both for being here. Is there anything either of you wanted to say in our remaining moments?
Yes, Larry. I just would like to give my phone number.
Oh, certainly.
Where potential applicants can call me as well. They can call me at 412-227-4815. And that's 412-227-4815.
Sounds good. And Joshua, any additional words from you?
I just want to say thank you, Larry, for giving me this opportunity to speak today. Like I said, I'm only 2 weeks into the role, but I'm excited to be a part of this. I'm just looking forward to a great experience and, you know, reconnecting with the youth that I've had a long time working with.
Well, good luck to you both. Give my best to Carlos and all at the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank
I
you
really appreciate
much,
you reaching out. Thank you.
The website, again, is ulpgh.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations, as well as internet radio stations, smart speakers, and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM Keysport, KRDP Indy Community Radio Phoenix, Loudspeaker 1 Fort Collins, TuneIn Simple Radio, Streama Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio.
He camps when it's sunny, he camps when it's damp. All he needs is a tent, a sleeping roll, a package of hot dogs and a sack of charcoal. He camps in the desert, he camps in the snow. He says, baby, come with me. I say no. You see, I like hot showers and I like ice. The cool cotton sheets on my bed feel so nice. I'm afraid of little animals, I'm scared of big bugs. I like the feel of bare feet on a Berber rug. I can't stand porters. of the creature comforts is taking man so long to invent. And he said something about Walden, Thoreau, and back to Woodstock, living his life in a tent. And then he went on. Sipping bed on a book. I can see the bear sniffing around for something to steal. Oh, bears, eat a hot dog. Don't make my baby a meal. This whole scenario, it gave me such a fright. To think he could have stayed with me tonight. Where my air conditioner makes a good cool breeze. Got on like the wind, pacing through the trees. I got stars on my ceiling, the glow in the dark. I'll open up the windows, we can hear the birds in the park. I'll put Wild Kingdom on my TV. This might not be camping, but it's pretty close on it. I like this primitive as you want me to be. Camping, but it's close enough for me.
Christine Lavin at the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm checking out our Facebook page and some of the answers from our crossword puzzle of the air, and I'm enjoying it. A few memes getting posted regarding the triangle, which was the answer we were looking for. Trombone also fits, and it was kind of neat to see that that worked as well. Coming up, we have our high clue, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's high clue puzzle. Listen carefully. We're about to give you 17 syllables that will lead you to an answer. See if you can come up with the correct answer. Ricky, have you audited the high clue? She did, and she's using all her fingers and thumbs to tell me that it's correct. Found in old castles, it lets people come and go without getting wet. Found in old castles, it lets people come and go without getting wet. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. That's 1-888-SLB Radio. If you can solve this morning's high clue. Found in old castles, it lets people come and go without getting wet. Good luck with this morning's high clue puzzle.
It was a quiet night on McDonald's farm, except for up at the big red barn. It sounded like some kind of jamboree. The Holsteins were on a spree. They were party cows. They'd built them a fire, they'd raised a kettle of steam. couple spare tubes from a milking machine, some corn and alfalfa from a silage spill, and they built them a homemade still. Oh, they were party cows, they were rowdy and loud, they were crude and rude, they were in the mood, they were on the move, they were hell on boobs, they didn't come home till dawn. They tucked up their tails and they danced round the fire playing bossa novas on the cowbell choir. They sang "Hey Diddle Diddle, Let's Shoot the Moon," and some of them were almost in tune, 'cause they were party cows. They sat around laughing till they fell in fits, telling filthy jokes about men with mitts, till Bossy said, "Gals, let's get out of here," and they fired up the old John Deere. But they were party cows, they were rowdy and loud, they were crude and rude, they were in the mood, they were on the move, they were hell on boobs, they didn't come home till dawn. They plowed up Main Street, they cruised back down, they rode out to the campus on the edge of the town. They snuck in the house down at Delta Chi and they tipped over drunken guys, 'cause they were party cows. Now, I'm not endorsing this kind of wanton cruelty towards our fellow creatures. Just because they're large and not too bright doesn't mean they're not entitled to some modicum of dignity. But they do look pretty funny when they go over. They kind of wallow around on the floor going, "Help, I've fallen and I can't reach my beer." But in case you're concerned, let me reassure you, no actual Greeks were harmed in the making of this song. For they were party cows, they were rowdy and loud, they were crude and rude, they were in the mood, they were out on black and white, they didn't come home till dawn. Well, the east was rosy, the first birds called, when the cows staggered home and crawled back in their stalls. They were red in the eyes, they were green round the mouth, they were utterly partied out. You saw that one coming. It was a quiet morning on McDonald's farm, especially up at the big red barn. The cows seemed sluggish and oddly aloof, and the milk was 48 proof. They were party cows, they were soggy and soused, they were bruised and confused, they looked pretty used. You could just tell that they felt like hell, 'cause they didn't come home till dawn. No, they didn't come home till
deeper, the paths grow clearer. I recall your every love, each of them an open book. And though long miles may separate us, my with warm regard and in fond affection, I am truly yours.
together. Stormy days and windy weather.
Hang my cloak against the cold. I wrap myself in friendship's fold. And though long miles may separate us, my love for you endures. With warm regard and in fond affection, I am.
Defining the design.
And though in places frayed and worn, the fabric remains untorn. And though long miles may separate us, my with warm regard and in fond affection, I am truly yours. With warm regard and in fond affection, I.
Laurie Lewis and Kathy Kallick on the Saturday Light Brigade and Old Friends. And Zoe Mulford did Party Cows. Final chance for you to share your answer to today's haiku. Found an old castle that lets people come and go without getting wet. A number of correct answers coming in. You can share yours at 412-200-5975. And here we've got a correct answer from Craig in Blonox. Well done, Craig. And a correct answer also coming in from Charlie and from John and Carrick. Tommy in Virginia, Stu in McCandless, Angie in Mars, Addie in East Deer listening with John. Tom in McCandless also has it, so does Mick in St. Clair, Russ in King, North Carolina, all with the correct answer. We'll give you just another moment to come up with it. 412-200-5975. Bruce and Ingram just got it, and so did Zach in Pittsburgh. And I see that Eric came up with the correct answer on Facebook. Well done, Eric. There's a lot of activity on our Facebook page today, including some great memes. One from South Park. One also from The Simpsons. And the word that we were looking for, did you come up with it? Drawbridge. Drawbridge. That's the answer to our high clue. Found in old castles, it lets people come and go without getting wet. A drawbridge. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with the correct answer. And another chance to earn another charge coming up at our next hour.
I'm glad your hero has arisen, but I ain't guilty for it. I feel your energy of fire and brimstone makes my rocket ship fail. Can't put your thinking in this engine. Tonight I will reveal it with the words of Emerson. Of love, feeding light to mystic minds. If you say that in human eyes, you might have visions of love. Of love. I don't need to carry around your upside down horseshoe or cross to make me feel I'm well. Superstition waste your truth. You just need to be healthy within. Your energy is fire and brimstone, makes my rocket ship fail. I won't put that thinking near my engines. I refill myself with the words of Emerson. A real force of love. You might have a smidge of love. You might have a smidge of love.
That is the music of Kelly Zollo. And Kelly is going to be performing in a concert tomorrow at 3 o'clock at Glitterstai, a new venue in Millvale. And Deb Cook is here with us this morning to talk a little bit about that. Hi, Deb. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks. I appreciate your being here with us. Where and what is Glitterstai?
So Glitterstai is actually a little place in Millvale that is open. It's a LGBTQ plus safe space. It's a sober space. And it also sells drag items for people who do drag, and they also do all kinds of other different little activities there. But AJ was so kind, and he let me use the space to bring in a friend of mine, actually, Kelly Zollo.
Well, how nice. So Kelly is going to be there coming up tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And where's Kelly from?
So Kelly is from Columbus, Ohio. I actually met her a bunch of years ago, a long time ago. She happened to just be playing in Pittsburgh. And within the first two measures, I shut everybody up around me and just studied her fingers. Her fingers are just so fast. And then ever since then, she's been kind of a go-to for me. She was actually in my very first show like 8 years ago, 8 or 9 years ago. So, yeah. And she comes, you know, she's become a good friend of mine. And so anytime I can get her a paying gig, that's what I try to do.
Oh, well, that's great. She sounds like a great guitarist from the track that we just played. And you're a part, I know your presenting organization is Steel Kitty Productions. And I see Crystal Lee Morgan on your Facebook among other folks. Do you play yourself?
So I grew up in music. I played the French horn. I played trumpet. I played piano. I can do a number of chords on the guitar, but I prefer to sing. And I actually prefer to sing harmony with other people. So
excellent. Will you be there tomorrow as well?
I will be there because she's my friend and I want to see her. And but I actually am not performing Sunday. But Kelly Zulu will actually also be a feature at Acoustic Cafe at Mr. Small's on Monday night.
Yes, I see. And you're going to be hosting that, right?
Yes, so I will be hosting that. And I'm actually really excited for that because anytime I host, I make sure that I have an all-female house band. And that's something that's really passionate, you know, something I'm very passionate about is making sure that women have opportunities in this business. And so, but this year I have three more experienced players along with two younger, newer players. And I'm hoping that that'll bring, you know, some mentorship and just kind of grow the younger generation in music, the younger females in music more specifically.
That's a great goal. I have a friend in California who runs an organization called Women's Audio Mission. And they're the only commercial recording studio of their type operated by an all-women crew. The recording arts is greatly dominated by men. And they've been very successful. And they're also teaching teen women more about the world of sound and sound design. And she's done a phenomenal job with the work she's been doing out there. Terry is her name. Well, I hope it's a good show tomorrow and also on Monday. And maybe next time Kelly's in town, we'll get her to perform here on a Saturday morning. She sounded great.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
She sounded great in the track we just played called Emerson.
Yeah, that's actually all her. She does all of her bass line. She does all of the percussion. That's all her.
I'm not at all surprised. she sounded terrific. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And best wishes for a good show.
Awesome. Thank
Take
you
care.
So much.
You bet. And thank you to Deb Cook and Kelly Zulu Glitterstein in Millvale tomorrow at 3. And Mr. Smalls on Monday. Bob also gets a Saturday Light Brigade charge for coming up with our high clue. John and Baden also got the correct answer. And we also have a correct answer. Actually, that was from Joy coming up with the right answer. And let me just double check to make sure that I have acknowledged all of the correct people. Bob, oh, Bruce got it too. Bob also sent some information about the Whiskey Rebellion, which we will share in a moment. John and Carrick also got the correct answer. We were looking for Drawbridge. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio.
I took a puddle full of tadpoles home in an old jam jar. Now I sit here wondering where the dang things are. 'Cause they grew legs and lost their tails and hopped right out of sight. When I took a tadpole puddle home, I realized just how much things can change overnight. Crawling up an old scrub pine, rather prickly, awfully tickly, yeah, but I don't mind. I really should have left her on that tree, I suppose, 'cause she flew away on a brand new day, and now I got holes in all my clothes. Everything is possible, although it's send myself to you. If you were the wallpaper, I'd like to be the glue. I didn't know you yesterday, but now look how lucky I am, 'cause I like you much more than there are tulips down in old Amsterdam. I saw a little milkweed pod floating in the air. I said, excuse me, where are you going? It replied, everywhere, 'cause I'm invited by the sky and I'm delighted by the rain. When I land, I'll rest a while and then I'll grow. Then I'll blow away again. Everything is possible, although it's unbelievable, but absolutely said the little engine, said that ugly duckling, said the bubble to the red balloon, oh, 'cause I took a puddle full of tadpoles home in an old jam jar. Now I sit here wondering where the damn things are. They grew legs and lost their tails and hopped right out of sight. I took a tadpole puddle home, when I took a tadpole puddle home, when I took a tadpole puddle home, I realized just how much things can change overnight.
Zoe Lewis at the Saturday Light Brigade. So nice to have you here along with us today. Carrie, good morning. And hello to Mike. And while I have a minute, and before I forget, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the Whiskey Rebellion, courtesy of Bob in Washington. The Whiskey Rebellion Festival is underway.